Are you guys ready for me to say my stuff?
I have semi-prepared
things here. Many thoughts have gone through my mind as I'm wrapping up. Again, July 1st would have been 40 years of doing this. And I've commented several times about my mind when I'm not engaged in conversation or something like that. When I get still, when I try to sleep at night for the last week or so, my brain has been going into a hyperdrive slideshow of random memories of not about where I worked or a particular subject of concerts I've got to see or, quote, celebrities we've met, but just random, quick fire, quick shots of stuff. It's amazing what has happened. A line that we just had, I just saw the other day, and I think I shared it with you last week, and it was meant for being a parent, but I think it also, if you do anything career-wise for any length of time, it's still true. The days are long, but the years are short. And it's been a blink. I'm going to try to get through this. I do this last break, I mean, with a real sense of gratitude, a real attitude of gratitude, and a word that I do not use often enough, and maybe you don't use often enough in your life, is blessed. I have been blessed with incredible listeners who have been the sweetest icing on the cake that I can imagine. The company here with Capital Broadcasting, who have allowed us to do so many different things, and I cannot imagine a better company to work for. You guys, Linda, Vanna, Wayne, everybody. If I start naming names, I'm going to run out of them. But you guys, of course, the TV, everybody in this company. It's been a blast. It really is. And I love all of you, and I hope you know that. Radiothon for us, 19 radiothons. True story. I'll tell you this real quickly, and it's my running story. When I learned that we were going to do this, and it was started when we were in a station up in Baltimore with Johns Hopkins, and I met a guy at a Duke Children's Classic pairings party, or a media day, I guess, and they said, oh, we're doing this thing up in Baltimore, and you guys own Mix 106.5, and they do 106.5 hours for Johns Hopkins, and you guys are going to do 101.5 hours next year on the air. And my first thought, shame on me, was I wish we were Mix 10. And little did I know that I would fall in love with it. And it became, for me, the real reason why I do this. The families, the kids, the caregivers, the doctors who really make so much difference. And it's been an honor just to spread that word, just to that awareness of the great work that goes on there. It is not lost on me that this is happening as we are going into spring, the significance of the season of new life, of rebirth, of resurrection. It occurred to me last week when I first started getting emotional about this with letters and messages and calls. I truly do feel that I am living out the final scene in It's a Wonderful Life. And I am Jimmy Stewart. And I truly feel today like the richest man in town. And I cannot thank you all enough. So anyway, with that being said, a chapter ends. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the new chapter brings. And with that, let's turn the page.